Yo, what's up? This is your girl Coco, and I want to say, what's up? I know it has been for ever since y'all have heard my voice on the podcast, but a lot has happened since our last episode aired, and I want to say August of 2022. So I am way, way, way overdue to do the next season of Kiki and with Coco. But this episode is basically my comeback Kiki, let y'all know what's been going on with me. Just to be a little bit vulnerable about what's been going on with me for the past year, almost a year and a half, and I am shamed, baby. I am shamed. So let's just go ahead and get started. So the last episode actually did really, really well. Very excited about that episode. And Aurelius did that episode with me, and she'll definitely be back on this season. Her and I have talked about doing another episode together, so definitely be on the lookout for that. But which ended up actually being a really good season finale. Unfortunately, I did not get around to doing the season finale of the previous season because I was preparing to deploy, which you all know my actual job is that I am active duty military, and I deployed for 7 months to Kuwait. And I had training and things that I had to do prior to going that ended up just kind of like taking over my schedule, and I didn't get around to doing the the season finale of the podcast. And I want to say excuse me for my voice. I am just getting over COVID. So yes, guys, COVID is still a thing. but I'm gonna go ahead and push through because it's gotta get done. So the intention was once I got back from Kuwait, I was gonna go ahead and take whatever time I needed to decompress and go ahead and get ready to relaunch the podcast. But I ended up not doing that because literally 2 days before I left for Kuwait, I found out that literally 2 months after I got back from Kuwait, I would be moving from Georgia to the country of Turkey. So, to say in the least, a lot has happened in the past year and a half. A lot has happened. So, once I got back from my deployment, I literally had to prepare my house to be ready to be rented out because of the short time frame. I didn't have time to sell it because I know there are things around my house that needed to be done that I technically was not prepared to take care of before selling my house. So I pretty much spent that time preparing it to rent out, making minor fixes around the house, buying new appliances for my kitchen to give myself an edge to rent it out. Because when I bought my house, the house came with all the very old white appliances. So I got stainless steel appliances for my kitchen. Like I said, just to make it look better. Before I deployed, I actually Airbnb'd my house for a little bit. I didn't do it the entire time that I was away because I was actually very disappointed in what happened with the people who stayed in my house. They were there for about a month and a half, and they left my house disgusting. I wanted to, you know, continue forth because there is really good money in Airbnb, but because that was my actual residence, I did not feel comfortable to continue to Airbnb it, knowing that people pretty much didn't give a fuck about my shit. So that's what happened with that. But prior to me deploying, I had actually went ahead and did some things that I had intentions on doing prior to, way prior to, so pretty much when I first moved into the house, I had anticipated to, you know, paint how I wanted to paint. I was anticipating on my then boyfriend to help me with that endeavor, but we just never got around to it. So I went ahead and just ended up paying some people to paint the things that needed to be painted, the rooms that needed to be painted, and they did a really good job. I couldn't have been more happy with the results of what they did. So I did get a chance to do that before I left. And then, I got back, just basically needed to prepare my house as best I could to rent it out. So yeah, my house has since then been rented because, like I said, I had orders to move from Georgia to Turkey upon returning from my deployment. So I did that, and, you know, along with preparing my house to rent out for my departure, I also had to take some time to kind of decompress, literally working 6 days a week, one day off. And even though that's not as extensive as a schedule as some who deploy, it was still extensive enough. Now, we all complain about just having 2 days off, so that one day was very stressful. So I literally got one day off a week. A lot of that time off was spent because I was in upper management while I was deployed. So a lot of that time was spent trying to, and I was deployed during the holidays, so I spent a lot of that time trying to make sure that my people who are also under me felt, you know, that we cared about them while they were deployed. And of course we cared about their well-being and morale, but along with that, it took a toll on my mental health, just having to overextend myself for others because there was literally no downtime or time to myself while I was deployed. And so on top of, you know, trying to make everybody else feel happy during the holidays, being in upper management, dealing with personnel issues, like I said, there left little time for my personal self, and my mental health took a very big decline. And I never really saw myself as being one who had mental health issues or struggled with mental health. But I, the entire time I was deployed, I felt like I got beat down every day. Mentally, well, of course not physically because what, but you know, emotionally and mentally, I was beat down on a regular basis, and I didn't have an opportunity to really express how I felt. I just had to kind of like take what was given to me, do the best I could with what I had, and do what I could for the people that work for me. Some of my efforts were appreciated, some of them were not. And for me, I have prided myself on always doing a good job, being someone that can be counted on. I take pride in that in everything I do, not just the work that I do for my regular job, but in everything that I do. And so to feel that the changes that I was responsible for making, feeling like I was not doing the best that I could at rectifying people's issues, being berated or cussed out for people not getting the end result that they wanted to get, it was very hard for me to accept that I was not the best. And then also be compared to a predecessor who everyone loved. And some days I genuinely walked around and I felt like people hated me. So yes, when I got back from my deployment, I was not in a good space. And so I literally had to take some time to kind of just be to myself. So when you deploy, the military will give you decompression time once you return from the deployment. And it's about 10 days that they give you. And then, of course, afterwards, you have the ability to take more time if you need. I technically did not have the time to take extra time because of needing to get my stuff together to leave for Turkey, you know, get all my things together at work. But I still took an extra week, so I had about maybe 15 days off from work when I got back. And, you know, I just took that time to kind of be to myself. Also, towards the end of my deployment, like the last 2 weeks of my deployment, one of my longest and dearest and bestest friends had passed away. So I dealt with that. Her name was Sade. I had pretty much been her friend. We had been best friends since we were 11 years old. And she was the sweetest person I ever met in my life. One of the funnest people I've ever met in my life. The most understanding person. No judgment. I could literally call her about anything. And I know I've expressed on the show before about how I am one of those people. I may not talk to my friends every day. That does not mean we have fallen out or, you know, anything like that. It's just, you know, life be life. And so it had been a while since I had last spoken with her. And yes, it had been a while since we had last spoken, and she never, like, she told me she was having some medical issues, but she didn't make them seem like they were very, you know, just very detrimental issues. It was just kind of like, oh, I'm going to the doctor, I'm being seen, you know, everything is okay. But, like, in speaking to her other friends, after, like, COVID and lockdown and all of that, you know, her health had taken a really big hit and she just never recovered from it. And so from that, you know, they say check on your friends, like, real life check on your people, because I mean, I don't think anything I would have said would have changed the outcome of how things happened, but I just wish I was more aware of what was going on with her. So I think what it came down to was ultimately a kidney failure or I honestly couldn't even tell you what it was, but yeah, she passed away. She was only 35, didn't have any children, you know, just being a boss. Like, I was super proud of her. She was like in healthcare administration. She had gotten a master's degree in her field, like just, you know, defying odds that people would have never expected of her. And so it was very heartbreaking to have experienced the loss. So, yes. So I dealt with that in my decompression time. I did make it home for her funeral. I think the funeral was maybe literally a week after I got back from my deployment. So I literally flew in the day before the funeral and flew out either that night or the following morning. I believe it was that night that I had left. You know, on top of that, like, I spoke about being in a relationship while I was on the show. Since I have returned from Kuwait, we have since broken up. So I've grieved the end of a 2-year relationship. That was kind of a hard decision to come to because, you know, as you get older, you get caught up in the, I don't want to, you get caught up in the, I don't want to start over with someone else. But ultimately, I just don't believe in personally sticking around for nothing. I believe that there is legitimately someone out there for me. Yes, I believe there's genuinely someone out there for me, and I don't have to settle to achieve the goals that I want. But ultimately, I had to face the facts and be real with myself about my relationship, which was also another reason it took me so long to restart the podcast, because, of course, I needed to heal. I needed to evaluate the things that went on in my relationship as far as what was I not receiving, what was I accepting that I should not have been accepting from him. And ultimately, what it comes down to is that he just was not where he needed to be for us to be in a committed relationship with the end game of being married. I tried to do my due diligence in a sense of sticking around for the possibility of us being together, to just, you know, things are going to get better. But ultimately, his focus needed to be on his business. He didn't have the time to put into our relationship. We would go months without, you know, being around each other. And yes, we did live like 2 hours away from each other, but 2 hours is nothing in a sense of like, oh, we can see each other on the weekends. If you can't make time to come to me, like, I can come to you. But it was always something as to why we could not spend time together on his behalf. And so, you know, we aren't spending time together. Like, I personally like to go on trips and things like that. I wasn't able to take trips. He couldn't be there to support me in the ways that I needed support from him. You know, I tried to support him in the ways that he needed support. You know, we had multiple conversations about, you know, just like he needs somebody to support him. Like, I need the same in return. And ultimately, I was the person coming up on the short end of the stick. And so I did feel a little conflicted about the podcast and the idea of it being a relationship podcast, because ultimately I was not doing or following through with the things that I was saying. But ultimately, the things I was saying were things that I wanted for my own relationship. They just weren't happening. And so I felt, like I said, I felt conflicted about that. So that's also another reason that led to the prolonged time frame of me restarting the podcast. I will say, when I originally went to Georgia, I was very hopeful about coming back to the States, finding love, like being able to focus on my personal life over my career, because a lot of personal things have taken a back seat to my career. And, you know, Georgia just wasn't that for me. The only thing that came out of Georgia that was good personally is that I became a homeowner and now I have an investment property. So cheers to that. There is the silver lining there. So a lot of things have occurred that were a hit to my emotional and mental health. But since leaving Georgia, and coming to Turkey, I feel like I have a really good life-work balance. I have a good core group of people that I hang out with. You know, and I want to shout out Lala and Drea. They have both been on the show, but those are two of my best friends who have been there to support me throughout these changes that I have experienced over the past year and a half. You know, they have both gone through some things this past year and a half. And, you know, I just want to say, like, shout out to them, love them down. And one of the sayings I like to say, and I feel like this is true for everybody, is that what God has for me, it is for me. And those two women are for me as I am them. And, you know, I appreciate my sister circle. You know, my mom, you know, I probably don't express as much of the things that I go through with her, but she is always a support system for me. My team here in Turkey, when I tell you, these people, I have literally surrounded myself with women who bring so much value to my life in this place. Technically, I was only supposed to be here for a year, and then I was gonna go back to the States for my last assignment before retirement. Can you believe that? Retirement, y'all. I am almost there. I technically have over 4 years, because I hit my 16-year anniversary on February 5th. So I am at 4 years until retirement. And when I leave from Turkey, I will be at 2.5 years, and I have so many plans. So can't wait to share those with y'all when the time comes. But, you know, I was originally supposed to be here for only a year, but I decided to extend, because when I tell you, coming here, the Lord has told me, take several seats. Like, you can't be out here doing the things expecting a different outcome. Like, you can't be out in these streets, if you know what I mean. So I have literally, like, been focusing on my relationship with God. Like I said, I have a good work-life balance. I've surrounded myself with really good people here. I have started a Bible study group. And at some point, those ladies will be on the show to, you know, just discuss our different journeys that we're on, that we're going through. And when I tell you, like, just being focused on my relationship with God, it has opened so many other doors for me, socially, emotionally, spiritually. I just feel like I am in a really good place right now, which is something I have needed from what I have experienced over the past couple of years, and not really realizing, like, you know, everything was not great like I anticipated. But like I said, I am on the up and up. I know a lot of this may seem like a lot that I have expressed, but I wanted to be vulnerable with you guys so that you all understand, you know, what has been going on, what has caused the delay in restarting the show. There has legitimately been some anxiety. I'm not sure why, because y'all who listen to me love what I do on this show. So there's no reason for me to have been anxious or have anxiety about doing it. And I want to shout out to all my supporters, all my friends, everyone that listens, because y'all have literally been asking, when you starting the show back up, is the show gonna come back? And so the comeback kiki is to let y'all know, like, the show will be back. And so when you hear this episode, it will be Monday, January 22nd, and on January 24th, there will be the season premiere of Kikin with Coco podcast. So I do appreciate y'all for rocking with me, you know, encouraging me to keep going. You know, for those who do know the specifics of the things I have been through, I appreciate y'all for being a listening ear. And I have so many amazing things. I won't say everything this episode, because as the season progresses, like, so much, y'all will know so much more about what I have going on. And I don't want to spoil the announcements or the things to come, but I am really excited. You know, really excited. And y'all will know why I am really excited soon enough. So yes, that's that. And can't wait to connect with y'all more. And I didn't know how long this episode was going to be, because, you know, sometimes, so I never really realized, like, solo episodes were now I know there are things, because there are podcasts that do solo episodes, but I didn't think it would be for me, because I'm like, it's just weird to just be talking to myself. But I'm really not talking to myself, because I'm talking to y'all. So you know, it is what it is. But I think y'all are gonna get more solo episodes from me this season, aside from just catch up episodes, just because I do have things to say. And I have been watching the social medias, seeing the things that's going on, and wanting to be like, ooh, I want to do an episode about this, and just being like, not ready to make that comeback yet. But here I am, you know, about to make this comeback. Happy for y'all to be on the journey with me. I really thought this episode was going to be longer, because I'm like, I have so much stuff. But, you know, I think this was just enough, just what I needed to let y'all know what was going on with me, and to let y'all know I look forward to connecting with y'all as the season progresses. But thank y'all for tuning in as always. And until next time, thanks for joining me on Kiki and with Coco.